Blog Talk Radio. Everybody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. to lift your voice in this place. Somebody lift up your voice in this place.
Come on and lift your voice. Amen. 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 Welcome, welcome, welcome. Blessing, blessing, blessing. I am LaShawn, your host for tonight from Texas. Welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight. I pray that you can hear. You can hear me loud and clear. Oh, I want to play that song, Just Worship Our Father, Praises. I'll just tell you, when you praise and give God the glory and love on your Heavenly Father, oh, things begin to move. Things begin to shift. Things begin to change. Oh, something begin to happen. Just loving on your God, loving on our Father, Abba, loving Yahweh. Something begin to shift in the atmosphere. Before I came on, an hour or so, I just started giving the Father thanks and just loving on him and praising him. Praise your way out. You want to praise your way through. How do we get through it? By praising your way through it. Worship him. Land at the feet of Jesus. Giving him the glory for what he's doing in this hour, this season. Give him glory. Don't look to the left, to the right, but keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, we give you thanks, Father God. We lift you up. Oh, Father God, we just give Fly Top, PGN, Prophetic Network, Grace Network, we give it to you. We always say, you come in and have your way. This is your radio station. You do what you want to do because you're the head of the church. You are the head of the church. So I invite you in. You know, I cover ourselves. We are covered up under your blood of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. So we lift our voice and we give you the glory. And so, Father God, you know what your people need before they even called in tonight. You even know what they need before they even woke up this morning. So, Father God, I thank you for supplying all our needs. I thank you for your riches and glory. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, it was you. You have the pen in your hand. You didn't put the pen down. If we are here tonight, that's because God ain't done with you yet. And that's a celebration amongst itself, to give God the glory, to celebrate him for your life, to celebrate him for the life and life abundantly. Oh, when Jesus was on this earth over 2,200,000 years ago, he said, I did not come here to condemn the world. I came here to set the captives free, and I came to give life and life more abundantly. Those who choose to follow me, Jesus said, those who choose to follow me, oh, you come and follow me, and I will send you out to fish for my people. That's what the New Living Translation say. Come follow me, Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. Come follow me. He's going to show you how to fish for people. He's going to show you how to be his disciple. So, Father God, we choose to follow. He like the words, they choose eat this day. That you, who you going to serve? Oh, I don't know about you, but I choose to follow Jesus. Oh, I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to follow him. I choose to follow him. Oh, I just want to thank you for calling in. I thank you. I tell you, playing that song, praise is what I do. When you're going through a storm in your life, when things begin to change and shift in your life, when something just come up, remember, nothing catch our Heavenly Father by surprise. He already know. He already knew Wednesday. He knew Wednesday morning he was going to take our dear grandmama. Matter of fact, he knew Tuesday night she wasn't going to be with us Wednesday morning. Matter of fact, he knew the month of May, that was the day he was going to call her to glory. Matter of fact, he knew in January, my God, that he was going to take Miss Josephine William home. Oh, he even knew in 2020. He already knew. So as we continue, we ask that you lift us up in prayer. Pray for our traveling grace as my dear grandmother is going back to her home place, which her home place is not here on earth. That's just where they're going to put her in the ground. Opelousas, Louisiana. As we going to have the final celebration of her life, I ask that y'all keep us in your prayer, keep the Williams family in your prayers. I tell you, that woman, she lived a full life. She lived the life abundantly. That woman had wisdom. My God, she had wisdom, and she was a wise woman, very wise. She had wisdom. D-Day, the young folks, not even the young folks, even older people. My grandma was almost 90 years old. We don't sit at the foot of the elders anymore. I used to love to sit at the foot of my grandmother and hear her tell stories. My grandmother, I call her mom, and people were like, why do you call her mom? Because she was a mom to me. She was my supporter. I'm telling you, she was my mom. She raised me, and I call her mom, and I call my mama by her name, but that was my mom, but she was my grandmother. I tell you for the last couple of years before God really, you know, I accept the call and say yes to God will. She will always say, when you going to give your life to Jehovah? When you going to give your life? When you going to give your life to Jehovah, LaShawn? When you going to give your life to Jehovah? She would say that every time. Not only she would say that to me, but she would say it to my siblings. She would say it to her children. She would say it to all the children. When you gonna give your life to Jehovah, get that book right there. And she, every time you go, girl, she have you get the book and she'll read. That woman had wisdom, and the thing about it, she lost her hearing. She couldn't hear. She could not hear. But I tell you what, that woman walked in a gift, that she was a dreamer. The Holy Spirit spoke to her. There was time I didn't even have to say nothing. When I come in her prison and sit on her bed or in the chair, she already knew what was going on in my life. I didn't even have to say a mumbling word, because the Holy Spirit already revealed it to her. She knew what to say and when to say it. Very humble, but full of wisdom, she was full of wisdom, very wise woman. And I already had peace 2 years ago, knew this day was coming. So it was peace within me. And nothing catch God by surprise. And when you are true men of God, women of God, nothing catch you by surprise, because there is a time that he will call us home. So, I mean, I could just hear her voice when I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. And she seen that I came on in to accept Christ. She began to come to places that I'll be teaching, places that they invite me to speak at funerals, places. And she will always say, I love you, LaShawn. If I call that phone, my aunt will say, this LaShawn, because, you know, they thought she couldn't hear because she lost her hearing, but the Holy Spirit say she could hear. LaShawn, she will get happy. She said, I love you. Keep doing the work. Keep doing the work for the kingdom of God. Keep going, LaShawn. Keep doing the work, LaShawn. Keep going and do the work for the kingdom of God. She will stay there for the last 3-4 years. Keep doing the work. Keep going. You're doing a great job. It was like the Holy Spirit was speaking to her and to where we had a connection. Even to the year where she wasn't doing too much talking last year. Went over there to give her a necklace. And her, she just kept her eyes on me and she would whisper, trying to tell me what my auntie was up to. And I would say, I know, Mama, I know, I know. You gonna be okay, I know. She would just look at me with her eyes, just look at, you know. I just say, I know, I would shake my head. I know, I know. But that woman can tell some story. 3 years ago, 80-some years old, on the plane to California, to go see her sister. And in the living room, she said, come on down here so we could have church. I'm going to do what she say to do. And she said, you see all these churches around here? This was like she was 87. See all these churches around here? She said, Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church. Just always would amaze me. They thought she didn't, they thought she was deteriorating, but that woman, oh, she, that woman, battle sign was better than some young folks. Always speaking the word of God. Had a woman, she was a true woman of wisdom. So I'm grateful that she was my grandmama. So I tell you, I could still hear her say, keep going, LaShawn. Keep doing the work. Keep doing the work for the kingdom of God. Keep going. I love you. Keep going. That's all I hear. Just keep going. Keep going. And that's the thing. We got to keep going. And the song say, praise is what I do. When you know when a person then served their life and they served their life good according to the purpose and according to his will, you don't do nothing but smile. I keep smiling. I keep smiling. There's no saying, yes, you're going to miss your loved one, but there's no sadness. But the thing that I just read before we got the call Wednesday, when I got the call Wednesday morning, I just got up and, you know, my mom, when she called, she was just like, Mama just died and let me go. And I said, okay. I said, well, come get me then. And I just got up and started just giving God the glory, started thank you, Jesus, just started giving him the glory. A dance broke out on me, stomping my hand, me clapping my hands, stomping my feet, just saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. But, you know, before then, you know, as I read the word, as I began to read the word before that day, I was just reading a word, and when the word that I was reading, when Jesus was carrying his cross, I tell you, God set things up. He set things up. He always prepared us. When Jesus was carrying his cross, and you know, as he carrying his cross, going through the crowd, the women was weeping and crying. And he said, don't cry for me. Cry for yourself. That's what he told the women of Jerusalem. Don't cry for me. Cry for yourself. Cry for your children. Don't cry for me. I'm doing what I already did, what I came here to do. You know, I'm just paraphrasing the way, you know, so you can understand. But basically, he was telling the women, you don't cry for me. Jesus came to set the captives free. Jesus came to preach. He had the Spirit of God. He came here to do what he was sent here to do. He came, so this was his last, he was going through his last stage to carry that tree, to carry that cross. He already knew this day was coming. He already knew that his father already prepared him for this day. So, no, don't cry for me. That's what he was saying. The daughters, you know, daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. And you can find that in Luke 23:28. But Jesus turned to them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. And so I had just read that. And so as the day began to progress, the day went on, I just kept hearing that. And I had to tell it to my family. You know, everybody take death different, especially if they don't have a connection to Christ. And even when I got to the home, the Holy Spirit was still on me. Don't cry. She's not there. That's a shell. She's gone. Cry for yourself. Cry for your children. Cry for your spouse. Cry that you would get to know. Because death don't have, it don't have an age. It don't have a color. It doesn't. It could come any time. We got to examine ourselves. We got to look at ourselves, work out our own household salvation to make sure we know without a shadow of a doubt. Do you know if he come right now, where are you going to go? There's two sides. I don't care what they say, but I'm going to go by what the book say, what the Bible say. Even in Luke 16, tell us, there's two sides. Even Abraham let us know that with Lazarus and the rich man, there's a gulf between us. There's two sides. The place of torment, you can call it whatever you want to call it. Hell, torment, and the place where Abraham was. Two sides. And where Abraham was, Lazarus ain't getting up. He ain't coming from out there. He can't even leave that place. And where the rich man was, he won't get out of that. He even say, can I even go to my brother, my daddy's house and warn my brothers? Abraham began to tell him, they got Moses and they got the prophet. Well, he's letting us know there's people already in the earth that's going to be God mouthpiece. They're going to tell people about goodness of Christ, that's going to tell people the truth revelation, that the word is real, the word is written, the word is not going to change. You can't come out of that. Once you gone, you gone, you're gone. You're not coming back to warn your family members about the place wherever it's going to be your final destination. I don't know that. I do not know that. I can't tell you that. And I sure can't prophesy that to you. That's you going to know by your relationship with Christ. Once you close your eyes here on earth, you ain't coming back to warn your family. It's done. So it's up to you. You choose today who you going to serve. You can't serve two masters. Things, look what's going on around us. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going without a shadow of a doubt. I know where I'm going to go. I told Christ, if you was to come in this place and stand in front of me and tell me eat that Bible, I'm going to eat every last one of that word. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. If it make me look crazy to some, so what? I'm going to do the work of God until he called me home. I'm going to say what he tell me to say until he called me home. I'm going to do what he tell me to do until he called me home. I'm going to talk about Jesus until he called me home. If he tell me to tell him that hell is real, I'm going to do it until he called me home. If he tell me to tell my people to talk about the being time, I'm going to do what he tell me to do, and I ain't going to compromise for nobody. When God puts something up in you, do what he tell you to do, because tomorrow is not promised. Oh, if he tell you to go out there and feed his sheep, you better go out there and feed his sheep boldly. Stop looking at how you look. Stop looking at how you sound. Stop looking at dressed because naked you came in this world and naked you gonna go out. But if he tell you to do something, you better do it. Oh, I said I was gonna come on here for a little while and just speak a word. I always say, what do you want me to say? This is your radio station. This is G-O-D radio station. Even though it's a Prophetic Grace Network, even though it's a blah talk, this is G-O-D, God, Abba, Yahweh radio station. You have your way. You put your word in me. I'm going to say what you tell me to say. I don't care if it's 2-3 people on her. I'm going to say what the Holy Spirit tell me to say if it was one person on her. I'm going to continue to say what he tell me to say because we are in a strategic time. We are in a serious season where God is telling us, go out and feed my sheep. Go out and be my disciples. Go out and be my mouthpiece. Because this season, everything it has begun to shift. And this revival that's coming up on this nation, God going to help people to speak about Jesus like never before. And when these people rise up and speak about the Son, about the Messiah, about the kings of kings, the Lord, it's going to be like he's standing right there in front of them. And these people going to be drawn nigh to Christ. Oh, when they draw nigh to Christ, they're going to change. They're going to give their life to Christ. They're going to give their life to Christ by talking about Jesus. Y'all better write this down. Today is May the 14th, 2021. God for to send those out to talk about Jesus like Jesus standing in the room with them. The presence of Jesus is going to be up on them. That's what's going to draw this young generation back to their first love. That's what's going to draw this generation, this nation, back to on their knees crying out to Yahweh. Oh, it's going to be a sound like the shofar. I heard a shofar sounding out. You better understand the sound of the Lion of Judah. Oh, it's going to be a mighty, mighty sound that's going to bring the people on their knees crying out to God. What must I do to be saved? Oh, God's word don't change. You choose this day who you're going to serve. God is in control. God is fighting. God got everything in the palm of his hand. God can turn it on and he can turn it off. God can do what he want to do because you know why? He's the creator of this earth. He created all. Nothing belongs to us. Nothing. Oh. Well, how? You know, how? She just lost her grandmama. The day I lost my grandmama, I do this thing on Facebook, Breaking Bread with Jesus. I got on there late, but I got on there because I got to continue to do the work for my father, what he trusts me to do. I got to continue to feed his sheep. I got to continue on the assignment. Oh, I got to continue on the assignment. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he had to leave his mother and he had to leave his father, his dad, and go into the wilderness. He couldn't bring his mama. He didn't bring a disciple. He had to go into those in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights by himself. Yo, I wish God would open your eyes so you can see the vision. He ain't have no Air Force One. He ain't have no Timberlands on his feet. He ain't have no Reeboks. He ain't have these shoes. I don't even know what else. Tom Hill figure. He ain't have no Tom Hill figure clothes on him. He ain't have no Nikes on him. He ain't have none of that stuff on him. Do you know what type of clothes he had on him? Do you know what type of shoes he was walking in? He was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you just imagine? See, the book don't have everything in it, but when you start reading about when Jesus went in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, I don't know if you really understand understand. Where was the wilderness? Where was it at? In 40 days and 40 nights without no food and nothing to drink. That means he went up in there. That means the sun was scorching him. He couldn't get nowhere. He probably could get between rocks and high because the sun was down him. And then at night, where could he himself up? He didn't have no sheet. He didn't have no Chanel sheet. He didn't have no Tommy Hilfiger sheet. I know some of y'all first be laughing at me. He didn't have that to wrap himself up. He had to, maybe he had to get in a place where he had to keep himself warm because the books don't tell us so. But see, when I read about him in the wilderness, I get a revelation. It was not easy. It was tough for him to be in the wilderness. It was tough for him to go without water and food. He couldn't call mama, come help me. He couldn't call out daddy, come help me. He had to trust the Lord. He had nobody but to trust the Lord. The Lord was on his side. And as well as he was out there, you think the Father wasn't watching him just as well as Satan was watching him? Because it let us know, because Satan came at the end of the 40-day fast and tempted him. Even when you read the Bible tells us he was led by the Spirit to go in the wilderness to get tempted by Satan, which is devil, the adversary. That's what the word say. That's what my word said. He was led by the Holy Spirit to go in the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. Some of you going to be led to go in the wilderness. Oh, my God. Oh, just imagine if he had blisters because he didn't have good sole feet. He was walking on edge of rocks. Just imagine the blisters. Just imagine his skin being burnt up because he was in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights without no food, without no water. Just imagine all the incense was getting all on him. You just imagine it. It wasn't, he didn't have no top pillar top to lay on. He laid on a rock. He laid on dirt. Dirt got in his eyes. Dirt got in his mouth. He couldn't even eat the dirt because he was in the wilderness because he had to crucify that flesh. He had to get in the consecration. Whoa, he had to die to himself because he had a big assignment coming up. He had a big assignment to go out there and save the soul. He had a big assignment. He already know the adversary was going to be out there when he come out the wilderness. He already know that he was going to open blind eyes. He already know that he was going to open by the Spirit of his Father, by the Spirit of the living God. God was going to use him to open blind eyes. God was using him to set the captives free. God was using him to raise the dead. So he had to go in the wilderness. He had to crucify his flesh. Oh, he had to go through whatever he went through in that wilderness. And I guarantee you it wasn't easy. Wasn't easy at all. He didn't mumble. He didn't complain. Even when they arrested him and they was accusing him, beating him, putting blindfold on him, hitting him, and telling him to prophesy which one hit you, he didn't say a mumbling word. And I know by him, if he didn't say a mumbling word when they were beating him, that let me know he didn't say a mumbling word when he was in the wilderness. I'm going to say again, he had to lay on the ground. He had to lay through rocks. Those rocks weren't comfortable. You complain about your bed, and Jesus had to lay on the ground. Why did he lay on the ground, a dirty ground? Oh, he was so weak. He was so weak. You thought it was easy for him to go through the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without no food or no drink? I don't, somebody help me out tonight. If you go 3 days without no food and water and you begin to eat something like orange or whatever, you begin to eat something, it's going to burn your throat. My God, because your throat is dry. Even for going for 3 days, some people, if you go for 1 or 2 days, your mouth begin to get dry. Your mouth begin to crack. But just imagine the kings of kings and the Lord that was out there in the wilderness. It was cold at night and it was hot, hot in the daytime. Oh, you don't think his mouth were cracked, thirsted, dry? Oh, I don't know why the Holy Spirit took me there. I didn't even have no plan to come on here. I didn't have nothing planned now. I was going to talk about my dear grandmama. I tell you what, when he began to reveal to me, he was carrying that cross and he spoke to the women of Jerusalem. Daughter of Jerusalem. Don't weep for me. This is Jesus talking. Luke 23:28. Don't weep for me, but weep for yourself. Weep for your children. Let it be a cry. Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, if it's anything in me, deliver me. I don't want to miss. Oh, when the day you come here. Oh, I don't want to have to be in front of you and you say, depart from me. I never knew you. Oh, God, what is in me that needs to be in me that you need to deliver me? Let me get everything on my own before I try to get everything out of somebody else's eye. Oh, Lord, I cry for my son. I cry for my daughter. Save them, Father God. Purge them. Deliver them and set them free. I even cry out for my neighbor because they don't even believe that you are real. Oh, Father God, show up, Father God. Show up and show them you real. Show them you real, Father God. Oh, he's looking for those that's crying now. Cry out. He said, don't weep for me, but weep for yourself. Weep for your children. Weep for your neighbor. Weep for that president. Weep for the vice president. Weep for Israel. Weep for Jerusalem. Weep for Africa. Weep for Asia and China and Russia. Weep for this nation. He said, don't weep for me. Don't cry for me. I am doing what I was sent here to do. And I'm going to finish. When they nailed me to that cross, when they nailed me to the cross and they lift me up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. This is Jesus. When I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So when you begin to lift Jesus up, when you begin to praise him, crying out for yourself, on your face, crying out for yourself, don't care how you look in front of your family. Don't care how you look in front of your co-worker. Yo, you're going to cry out there. It's a cry that come in your belly, a cry of travailing. A cry that you crying out for your family. Save them, Lord. I don't want my children to miss heaven. I don't want my children to take their last breath and don't know who Jesus is. I don't want my spouse to take their last breath and do not know that you are real and you coming back. I don't even want those that's coming against me that got wicked in their heart to take their last breath and don't know who you are, because there's a place of torment and heaven is real and hell is real. I don't want them to go to the place of torment. He say, cry and weep for yourself because the days of judgment is coming. Oh, you better cry out and weep for yourself. You better cry out and weep for your children. You better cry out and weep for your spouse. Cry out and weep for your nation. Oh, cry out and weep for other nations. Cry out and weep for your region. Oh, that's what he said. That's what he meant. Cry out for yourself. There's a cry in the earth. There's a cry for Jerusalem. Do they not know the God I serve? God, if it'll get rid of release the hammer upon this nation. God, if it'll get rid of speak that's going to shake this nation. It's going to shake it. Oh, you better cry out for true repentance. Cry out for true repentance in your own household. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for a mighty cry out. Oh, Father God, I just speak, let a mighty cry out. Let us cry out for Jerusalem, Israel. Let us cry out, not only for our own household. Let us cry out, oh, for those that's in the White House, those that's in the military. Let us cry out for our own region, our own state. Oh, we crying out, Father God. We crying out for California. We crying out for New York and Colorado. We crying out for North and South Colorado, means North and South Carolina. We crying out for Georgia. Oh, we crying out for Canada. Oh, we crying out for the pastors and leaders. We crying out, Father God, that you protect them. Oh, Father God, that you send the angel, your mighty war angel, to war for them as they stand firm, as they will not compromise for what men are doing, that they will not, they not walking in fear, they not compromised. Oh, Father God, we cry out for their protection. Shield them, Father God. Hide them, Father God. We cry out for this young generation, the young babies, the young men, the young women. We cry now, Father God, for Asia, North Korea. We cry now for Africa. We cry now, Father God, for the poor and the widow. We cry now, Father God, for the innocent one, the innocent some children, Father God. We cry now for these schools, Father God. We cry now, Father God, even those that's in prison, those that's in juvenile. We cry now for the government. We cry now for the state legislation, Father God. You know what they doing, Father God. It's like they putting their hand in your face. It's like they mocking you, but you figure mark them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cry now for those that don't have a voice. We cry now for the innocent children. We cry now for those that lost their way. We cry now that they find their way back to you. Oh, Father God, we cry now. We cry now right now. We cry now for our children. We cry now, Father God, even those that don't know you. Oh, Father God, let them see you. Let them know that you are real. Let them know that Jesus is real. Let them know that heaven is real. Let them know that the angels are real. Oh, Father God, let them know that the unclean spirits is real. Let them know that everything that's in that book is real, is real, is real. Oh, we cry out for the truth. We cry out for true revelation. Oh, Father God, we cry out for salvation. We cry out for healing and deliverance. Purge us, Father God. Purge those that's in that White House. Purge them, Father God, that's in the police department. Do a purge over this nation. Oh, Father God, purge them. Purge them from their wicked and evil way. Purge them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, let our eyes be open to the truth. Let their eyes be open to the truth. Let the scales come off their eyes. Oh, Father God, this fear that they didn't plant it upon your people, we break it and we take authority. Cry now. Cry for yourself. When that day come, cry for yourself. Cry for your children. Cry for your neighbor. Jesus said, don't cry for me. Don't weep for me. Weep for yourself. Because you just don't know what's about to come. You don't even understand it. And he was letting them know, look, the days are coming when people will say, blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the beasts that never nursed. You got to cry out like never before. Moan. Get on your knees, because the day will come. You don't want to wait till the last day. You do not want to wait to the last day. Cry out now. So, Father God, I thank you. We're going to go ahead and take callers. And I pray that we can go ahead and get off because I do need to rest. Got a long week ahead of us. Like I said, we are going to carry our dear, his daughter, back to the place she was born, which is in Louisiana. So we will be traveling this week. Just keep us in your prayer for traveling grace. Just keep my family in your prayer for strength and peace. Next Friday, I will not be on PGN because, like I said, we'll be traveling next week to celebrate a beautiful life of my grandmama. So I will not be on PGN next week. I don't know if Randy will have someone on here, but I don't think I will be back or be in a place to where I can get on the radio that night. So I just want to give y'all a heads up. Next Friday, I will not be on PGN. I just decided to come on here tonight. I've been trying to rest my body, rest my mind. Thank God recover me to get me ready for the long road, the long journey. But everything is good. We are at peace. I know I'm at peace. I keep smiling. I keep smiling, so I'm at peace. So we're going to go ahead and go to the caller. So I wasn't planning on here being on here too long. So I just ask y'all to respect. You know, I do need to be rested to get myself together to prepare. So I'm going to go ahead and take callers, and we see what the Holy Spirit, what God have to say. But prayer, we can never stop praying. Amen. 330-983. May I ask who calling and where are you calling from?
Mimi, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, you say Mimi or Mimi?
Mimi, M-I-M-I.
Oh, Mimi. How you doing, Mimi?
Fine.
That's
okay. I have some funds being held up, and I want to know if I should stay asking for like more money to release the funds, like $1,500. And I'm wondering if I should send the $1,500, or are they going to pay me, or is it a scam, or are they going to keep my money? Are they going to pay me? Or should I send $1,500 so they can release my money? Or
okay, so you saying that you have some money that you waiting on, but some people reach out to you and ask you to pay $1,500 to release the money?
Yeah.
Okay, so you seeking. You know what, Mimi, you know, I just pray over you and ask God give you wisdom. Give you wisdom. Okay. And another thing, read the book of Proverbs too, that he give you wisdom. You know, so Father God, I just speak wisdom over your daughter that, you know, you will order, because you let us know the step of good man is order. I don't know, are you a believer? Are you a believer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, seek God and keep seeking and be still on it. One thing I tell people that I know, if tell us seek the kingdom of God, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you. If it's yours, you ain't going to have to pay for it to be released. God will release it. He will do it. He'll do a miracle. So that's what I'm praying, that Father God, you even show your daughter if this is a scam. But I pray what I'm seeing, that you need to be still. Trust God. Trust God.
Okay.
Be still. Don't try to move ahead of him. Be still. And God, I just ask that you give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about this money. about sometimes God will hold things up because he got to remove something. And he could have been mm-hmm. speaking to you about some things he wants you to do with the money. This is going to be a very important time for you to really listen to what God is saying. And so that's why that Bible verse say in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things should be added to you. We got to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes God got to do some moving around, and sometimes he got to get hold of you and make you humble mm-hmm. yourself.
Amen.
Because in order to get money, and it, you know, I don't care how much money, but when it got a lot of money involved, you got to ask God for wisdom.
Okay.
You have to ask him for the wisdom. The wisdom how to handle that money. It might be something he needs you to do with it, or someone he wants you to bless. It might not be somebody that he wants you to bless that's in your circle. It could be somebody else.
Okay.
And God got to humble you. Don't be too anxious. He tells us, be anxious for nothing. But you pray and you trust him. And see, when you gone on about your day and you put this case in the hands of God and gone on about your business, one day, boom, it's just going to come.
Okay.
Because you giving it over to him and you trust him. Lord, I trust you. Lord, this is in your hand. I'm releasing it from me and I'm putting the bearer in your hand. So, Father God, I just speak that your daughter Mimi will trust you. She will totally trust you and she will surrender these funds over to you. Lord, here it's yours. It belongs to you. You know when to release it. You know the hour, the time, and the day. So Father God, I trust you. Trust and walk. That faith I'm talking about is Mimi get out the boat and walk on the water. You know you can't walk on the water, but do you trust God enough to know that I have this in my hand? I have control of this. Are you going to trust me, or you gonna go when something presents themselves? If you have a relationship with God, you gonna know it doesn't feel right. Now this $1,500 don't feel right to me. It don't feel right. Or you gonna be so impatient because you want that money and go ahead and pay that $15. Made the $1,500.
Okay.
When you see God, you say, God, you know what, because I think you really feel in your spirit that it's not right, that you feel that it's not right.
Yeah.
And I believe he done already spoke to you. Now it's time for you to trust him and be patient.
Okay.
You don't even got to ask about it no more because he already worked it out. He's just waiting on you to humble yourself, seek him more, listen to his voice, what the Father. When you do release it to me, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for the kingdom of God? What do you want me to do with this money? He might wait on you to say that. What is your will for this money? What is your will? And I promise the way how you pray and the way what you say, how you say it is going to release it faster than what you think. But you're going to have to humble yourself. Don't be impatient. Wait on God. So, Father God, I just speak, you know, calm your daughter down. I just speak the peace from you, Father God, not peace from men, the impatient, Father God, that I speak that she will humble herself down and touch her ear to hear your voice, not no stranger voice, but your voice. And Father God, I just ask that you cut every ungodly soul tie. Cut the naysayer, anything that's in her ear that's not of you, Father God. We just ask that you remove and deliver her from that. But Father God, that I just speak that she will have a relationship with you like she ain't never had before, that she will seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And you just going to lead her to the breadcrumbs. You're going to order her step in her direction. So, Father God, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So just trust him. Just take a breather. Trust him and relax. Be careful what people are trying to come to you. And don't be another thing. Sometimes we got to keep our mouth closed. Trust God. Trusting God is keeping our mouth closed too.
Oh, you mean don't tell other people stuff?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You got to move in silence. You can't tell everything.
Okay.
You got to let God move, and sometimes you got to be quiet. Be anxious for nothing. So I just ask God to breathe peace and calm you down. But he got it. He got it here, though, for a reason. When you start seeking him, he'll tell you.
Okay.
So
you think he holding it up?
Yeah, you know, yes. The Father will hold up stuff. See, you just can't make God release things. It could be for your protection. That's where I go back. Fear God, not man. Fear God. And when you have the fear of God, it's for your protection. God see ahead. It's probably be people around you. I'm telling you, when you just talk to them, just like I talk to you, what do you want me to see? What do you want me to do with the money? How do you want me to serve you? Father, I give this to you. It belongs to you. You do what you want with it. Father God, whenever you release it, what do you want me to do? That's why I ask if you're a believer, you know, have you gave your life to Christ, you know, when you start, when God's going to look out for the righteous and he honor prayers of the righteous. So when you begin to speak to him like that, he's going to speak back. And he's going to reveal some things to you.
Okay.
So just seek God, relax, and if you got anything in your heart or any animosity, get that stuff out of your heart. Repent and trust God, and you'll see a change. Amen.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else?
No, just pray for me, heart, to love others and, you know, stop be paranoid, like people will watch me, look at me, you know, I don't know, they watch me for a negative reason, you know, and start affecting my everyday life, and people look at me and get irritated, mad.
I think, can I pray for you before, and let's go by be anxious for nothing, you know, you got to forgive, that's that unforgiveness. That angry. I think we prayed about that. But the thing is, you got to receive it. Do you want Jesus to really come in your heart to clean your heart out? Or you allow him to come in your heart so he can break that out for you? Because it's just going to keep you bind up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purging. And see, this is the thing. When people ask, are you a believer? Some people really don't know what that is. And they say, yeah, I am. But they really not. Because if you're a believer and you in God's word, there's just some things God got to do with your heart. It's just because you're going to believe in his word and you're going to stand on his word. When you begin to read, that's like, when you read Psalms 91, the King James, the safety of abiding in the prison of, I mean, if he created you a clean heart, if he created you a pure, you know, you have a pure heart and clean hands, and God came into your life, he came to your heart, he doing a new thing with your heart, it means the old you going to pass away, and then the new. His new daughter going to come forth. I mean, everything that kept you stagnated, that kept you bind up. And it just ain't going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time. It ain't going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time. But you got to have that cry, that hunger and thirst for it. You really got to give yourself to Christ. and give yourself to Christ. I mean, all the old stuff, all the hurt, the pain, the childhood hurt, everything in that heart, God want to get it up out of there. So it won't keep you buying no more. So, Father God, just pray for your daughter, true deliverance, that she will let go and let God, let him do the work that he need to do on the inside of you. He want to do some work on the inside of you. So when God begin to work on the inside, when he get hold to that stony heart, when he get to that heart of unforgiveness, the heart of bitterness, the heart of selfishness, the heart of pain and hurt, when he begin to get to that heart, he begin to do a new thing, cleaning all that stuff out of there. And once it get to the heart, your mind gonna change. You're gonna know, you're gonna have the mind of Christ, the walk of Christ. But you got to let them in. You got to let them do it. You got to let them in. You got to want it. You got to want it. He's not going to make you do anything. You got to want it. You got to say, Lord, I cry. I surrender. I can't do this no more. I've been trying to do this. I've been doing it for too long. And I've been doing it what I want to do, what Mimi want to do. And it ain't even getting me nowhere. I'm steady trying to fight people. I'm just still. But now I just want you to come and take over. Help me, Lord. I don't want to be like this. Do a new thing with me. Clean my heart. So you got to want it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when you're ready to surrender, even if you just go into a place where you go into a place of peace, a place of quiet in your home, and you get in that place and you just say, Lord, this me, this your daughter. I'm your daughter. You created me. And I want everything that's in me that's not of you, that's not pleasing of you to come out. I don't want to be like this. I'm giving myself to you as a living sacrifice, holy, fix me, purge me, deliver me. You know, get in that place with him where you crying out. Help me. And so if that's your cry, I will come in agreement with your cry. Lord, help her with it. Show her. Deliver and set her free. If you really don't want to be like that, get on your knees and cry out to God and ask him to forgive you. And you forgive yourself. Ask him to forgive you. You forgive yourself as well and forgive those who hurted you. Now, are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
So you really to forgive those that hurt you and you really willing to forgive yourself?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that.
Okay, but do you want to do it? Or you really want to do it? Okay, well, you want to do it right now?
Yep.
Okay, would you just, Father God, okay, just repeat after me.
Okay.
Just say, Father, I thank you for my life.
Father, thank you for my life.
Father God, I just ask that you come into my heart.
Father God, I just ask that you come into my heart.
Father God, I forgive those that hurted me.
Father God, I forgive those that hurted me.
And Father God, forgive myself.
Father God, I forgive myself.
Father God, I just ask that you come in my heart and do a new thing with my heart.
Father God, I just ask that you come into my heart and do a new thing with my heart.
I repent.
I repent.
For my sin.
For my sins.
Known and unknown.
Known and unknown.
And Father God, I just ask that you purge me today. Purge me.
And Father God, I just ask that you purge me today. Purge me.
Bring my healing and deliverance.
free my healing and deliverance.
And I dedicate my life back to you, Father God.
And I dedicate my life back to you, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So how do you feel?
A little bit more at peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now what I want you to do, do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
So you have one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to listen. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to read the book of Proverbs.
Okay.
Before you go to sleep, just thank God. Thank God for saving your life. Thank God for your healing. I want you to thank him for your healing. Thank you for saving your life, delivering and healing you. And I just want you to talk to him and just cry out to him. And Father God, I ask that you bring even to her, if there's something still in her heart that she need to let go, just speak to her, Holy Spirit. Speak to her. If there's something still there that she need to let go, speak to her. And just say, God, I forgive them. I forgive them, Father. I release them. To say, Father, I forgive them and I release them. I release
Father,
myself. Go ahead.
Father, I forgive them and I release them.
Yes. I release all those that hurted me.
I release all those that hurted me.
All those that lied on me.
All those that lied on me,
came against me, I release that family member, I release that family member, I release that family member. See, I feel it's about to break. I release that family member. See, when you start releasing, when you really let God come into you, it's gonna do something to you. That's okay. If you got the hollow, you got the stream, release that. Release that family member that did something to you. Release that family member that hurt you. Release them. Don't keep them in your heart. You release them.
Okay.
Let them go.
Amen. I release that family member that hurt me.
Release any relationship that was not bad, the abuse mentally and physically. Come on.
Amen.
Release
Amen.
Them. You got to say, I release them. You got to release it. You
I
got to speak
them.
It with your mouth.
I release them right now in Jesus' name. I release that family member that hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Just keep saying it. Just let the Holy Spirit, let whatever come out your mouth, who you need to release, just say it.
I release that family member that hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I release that family member that lied on me. The family
mm-hmm.
member that hurt me, that talked about me. I release
mm-hmm.
that family member that
Just speak. He already know. He already know. He know what's inside.
Took me away. We start family member that quit talking to me. We start family member that hurt my feelings. I wish that released that family member that didn't help me when my sister was sick.
Come on now. Come on.
Help.
Release them. Release them. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. That family member that had a call on me, checked up on me, and see if I needed help after she passed.
Keep going.
I released that family member for not showing me love. I released that family member from the help of my sister when she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I released that family member that didn't call me.
Mm-hmm.
I released that family member that didn't help my sister when she called them and she needed help. I released that family member that don't even think, you know, that they did anything wrong or still, you know, still doesn't care. And I released that family member for thinking it's my fault I did something to hurt my sister.
And just say, Father God, I release myself.
And Father God, I release myself.
And I release my sister.
And I release my sister.
So, Father God, I release my will.
Father God, I release my will.
I release it to you.
I release it to you.
My household.
My household.
My finance.
My finances.
Release that bitterness and that hurt. Go ahead, release the bitterness and that hurt. You got to release it. It's the only way he's going to come in. Got to release it.
How do I do that?
Just say, Father, I release you. You're doing it. Don't think of it. You say you want him to forgive you and come in. That's why I asked, do you really want to let that stuff go? Because if you don't let it go, it's going to keep bothering you.
Okay.
You got to let it go. That's by releasing them. Releasing all that stuff. That's the only way he's going to be able to work with you. You don't want to let it go. You got to let it go.
Father, I release the hurt, the anger, the pain, the bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Against the people who hurt me. And against the people who still continue to hurt me.
And I'm a go ahead and cut it off now, because I want you to really, tonight, when you get off of here, I want you tonight to go into your room and just keep doing it and cry. Release it. You don't have to be tough no more. When you go and talk to God, you don't have to be tough with him. You don't got to fight no more. That's why we say release it. Just let him have his way. Let him love on you. Let him love on you. Let him come into your heart. So let him just release it. Cry out to him. He already know. You don't have to keep putting on the tough girl. Let him soften your heart and let him do a new thing with your heart. You don't have to fight no more. Let God fight for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah. So
you don't got to fight. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
You mean just let people do stuff or?
No. When you release stuff, you put it in God's hand. That means he's going to fight for you. How God fight for you, you release them, you forgive them, and you get them out your heart, you release them to God. And when they come up to you, you don't say nothing. God going to fight for you. He going to start protecting you and shielding you. But he can't do nothing if you keep trying to fight them and keep saying something out your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Now, you don't got to let nobody run over you. Sometimes when you begin to cry out, God will remove them. And when he removes them, don't you go back and pick them back up. Let him do what he needs to do. So he's doing it so he can work on you, so he can heal you and set you free. And the question that you asking is not, let me tell you something. Just like you asking me questions, you ask God those same questions. And when you get in the book, when you start reading the book or worship him, he gonna speak back. He's going to speak back to you. There's okay. No silly, crazy question to ask, especially if you want to be healed and delivered and set free. Ask question. If you don't know, he know your heart. He know what you know and what you don't know. It's okay. God don't expect for everybody to know. You know, people are perish because the lack of knowledge. He said, you have not because you ask not. If you seek him, you're going to find him. So there's no crazy answer to God, silly answer to God. You know, if you want to know something, seek him.
Okay, amen.
It's okay. And all that fighting, that bickery and stuff fighting behind this money, let it go. Release it. God already know who he's going to trust with this money and stuff like that. You got, that's what I'm saying. Just when you get off of here, go in there and continue to talk to your Heavenly Father. Continue to talk to him and cry out. If you got to cry, you got to scream, you got to kick, it's okay because you're releasing it and it's going to break.
Okay. Amen.
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 Is there something else there?
No, that's it.
Oh, I thank you for calling me mean, but go and talk to him. Just let it go. Let him, because when you let him go and you cry, and I just speak the tear of joy. Let your tear be joy.
Amen.
I just speak the joy of the Lord will be with you in the name of Jesus. Don't think it's tears of hurt. It's going to be tears of joy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for calling. God love you, and so do I.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, let's keep uplifting everyone that's on here that know how to pray, that's intercessors. Keep Mimi lifted up in your prayer. Amen. This is Sister LaShawn Mess, who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Jennifer from North Carolina, and you're just so precious.
Hi, Jennifer. Yeah. How you doing? Thank you.
I just love listening to you, your humility and your demeanor, and I just praise God. His life just exudes through you, and life-giving.
Oh, we give God a glory. You know, you have to have passion and humble, and you have to walk in humility to do this type of calling. So I thank him for teaching me that, you know. You have to have the patience. You have to humble yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, patience, humility, fire. I love your fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, I'm sorry for your loss. And
thank you.
Sorry that God just blesses you and covers your family with his wings
Amen.
Of love and give you all the oil of joy for mourning, and that the celebration would just bring such peace to you and your family.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. And, you know, I just thank God for you. Thank God for you because even you have fire around you. I don't know if you know that, but the fire of God comes to you through your gifting, the gifting that he gave you. So I thank God for that. And even I just see an intense in your prayer that you're going to elevate even when you pray. I don't know if you already that you already experienced that or what, but this intense in your prayer. I don't know if he's waking you up yet at a certain time of night, There's a certain time of night that he's waking you up to pray. Pay attention to mm-hmm. that. But your prayers, okay. He's like, he wants you to keep praying, because it's going to get intense. Now, do you pray already? Do you intercessor prayer? Have you started doing that, or do you do that?
Prayer. I'm more a worshiper. Prayer. I really started with prayer. It's more like the prayer comes from my heart in worship, and then in tears. It's like I get so overwhelmed that I weep. And so I mean, prayer, my prayer life is something I've been praying, trying to, you know, I've asked for an increase in that so I can.
Wow.
Better.
Well, he just gave confirmation. It's going to increase. It's going to get intensified. So expect that. You got to expect it. Yeah. It's just, and the thing is, it's just going to come up on you. You know, when you worship, sometimes your worship can shift to the intercessor prayer. You know that. It's just going to come up on you. So expect that. You have asked for it, and he's going to give it to you.
Okay.
So just, you know, people say, well, I asked for a win. It come unexpectedly. You just open your mouth, and it's just going to come up on you. And you just receive and you expect it. So, Father God, I thank you for the intercessor prayer that you're going to birth. That's a birthing that's going to be birthed into you, that you're going to birth out in this season. Your intercessor prayer going to get more intense. And I'm telling you, you're going to see the fire of God through your prayer. So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Through your worship, it's like a prophecy. Prophetic worship. Well, when you intercede, it's going to be prophetic too. Now, did you know that?
I've felt that, you know, prophetic, and I've been given prophetic words before, but I feel like he's, I guess, training me. Like I think I'm just so afraid of releasing a word because I just don't want to. I mean, I've always stepped out in faith with that, but at the same time, I just don't want to be wrong. And so I guess I'm really just wanting to know that I'm hearing from God, and I'm not, you know, this is new. So I'm you know, I guess it's a learning process, but I'm trying to really just cut off all distractions and just listen more.
And you know what? That's the thing. That's fear, and I break that fear off of you. That's the adversary trying to play with your mind. Because, you know, even if you read 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. One thing, God is not it. If you say, Lord, this, because there's some time I did that, and I think I got a prophetic word where people say, oh, you really careful about what you hear. And they will tell me, you really ask God if that's what you hear. Well, guess what? You really do hear him. It's okay to say, well, God, is this you? Is you speaking? I'm going to give you an example. The other day when I was praying, and I seen and I kind of encountered, I ain't going to say I was afraid, but I'm like, I didn't know what it was. And so I kind of got out of it, you know, but I was praying and I went into a vision. I seen it was like a real black man dressed in gold and was on a gold throne. I never seen nothing like that. And I'm like, what is that? But I heard you up and shipped up, you know, it kind of surprised me. And I'm like, what was that? And I kind of cut it off, and I said, maybe I shouldn't have did that, because if I would have went, he would have spoke to me, and you know, so let it just flow, and let it flow. If you write it down, say, God, give me more revelation, give me the interpretation of what are you saying. I'm just want to know. It's okay, say, Lord, is that you? because we know he speak to us through the Holy Spirit, and we know the adversary speak, and, you know, we know he come as the angel of light, you know, there's fallen right. angel, but you would know, like you say, my sheep would know his voice, because once he speak to you and you get in the worship or get in, you know, pray time, he gonna always come back and get confirmation, either through his word or through another man of God, women of God. He gonna always come back and give confirmation.
Yeah.
Don't run from it, because if you keep doing it, that's the adversary playing with you. You know, he's trying to put fear. He don't. Okay, the adversary don't want you to hear from God, right?
Right.
He wants you to keep hearing his low voice, but you got to shut him down. So we come against that. Father God, we just ask that you continue to touch your daughter ear. Touch her eye. When you speak to her to worship, and another thing, remember God is not an author of confusion. He brings peace. There's going to be a peace within you. I just speak peace, and we come against fear. You know, we fear God to protect us, but we don't fear men and nothing. But Father God, I just ask that you just put your word so up in her, even when she intercessed for praying. Father God, spending time with you, that it just do something on the inside. It just shake her on the inside. Like you did to Jeremiah. You put your words up in him, that it was like fire shed down up in his mouth. It was just in the inside. So I just speak that over you, that you will know without a shadow of doubt that you are hearing. You know, God speak to us through the Holy Spirit and through the angels, you know.
That's
so
fine.
You will know.
You
will know. So, Father God, we break that fear. We break that doubt. We break doubt. We break fear that she will not doubt. But she will also so try the spirit to know that it's of you.
That's
fine. That she will know without a shadow of doubt is you speaking. Because you're going to come back and give her confirmation like you did tonight. You're going to come and give her confirmation. So that lets you know, pray. Because you're going to elevate with your prayer. It's going to get intense. So don't stop praying. Pray. So, Father God, let that intercessor be birthed in her right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Always cover yourself. Invite the Holy Spirit and have those angels to encamp around you. And I just speak and declare that the angel will camp around and about you. They will shield and protect you. And you will have comfort with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else?
No, I'm gonna let you move on so you can rest. But I continue to keep you in my prayers for safe travels and everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
God bless you too, LaShawn. Good night.
Good night. This is Sister LaShawn. Who's calling? Where
are
you calling from?
Hello, this is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Anita, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. No complaint here.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is
Lord. Is there a special prayer request or? Testimony?
No, it's for just direction and wisdom from the Lord.
Oh, wow. Yes, ma'am. So, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter. And, Father God, God is already direct. You know that God directs you, right?
Yes,
I don't know that. Yeah. God already directs you, and you know it. don't know if there's a certain thing that you're looking for, something that you're seeking him for and you want direction, but we stand on the word that the step of a good man is order. He's going to direct your step if you believe it. All things work together for the good, for those that love God. So he's been directing your steps. So whatever this that you're seeking him from and you want very clarification on it, Father God, I just ask that you give it, because you tell us if any of you lack wisdom, that we should ask. So Father God, she asked for wisdom. So I ask that you give her the wisdom that she needs, the wisdom to go through this path that she's trying to go through, this direction that she's seeking you on, that you will give her wisdom and understanding, that she will not stumble and she will not fall, because you're going to order her steps. And so, Father God, I thank you for ordering herself, and I think that she asked for wisdom, that she will not lack wisdom, that she are given wisdom, and the faith, that she will have the faith. And she will have the willingness that she will know that you are helping her along the way.
Amen.
Yes, Father God, that you are helping her along the way. That you're not going to stumble and you're not going to fall. Just, you don't have that faith that you're going to have the wisdom. Believe it and trust God and let him order and direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's it, because he already direct your path. He already speak to you, because you are a prayer warrior. You are a intercessor. You intercede. This thing that you're seeking him on, just trust him, and he's going to direct you. If he say, be still, Anita, just be still. When he say, move, you move.
Amen.
When he say, ship, you ship.
Yes.
And you're going to know. You're going to know, because he's going to give you confirmation, because you pray.
Yes.
He's going to answer you, and you're going to have a peace about it. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sometimes when we want to do something that get us out of our comfort zone, we kind of stagnate. We ain't sure.
Yes.
And you know, that's what I see with you. But no, don't waver. Just stay in your lane, stay in that lane, and trust God.
Amen.
He got you. Trust him.
Amen. Amen.
There are some things that, you know, either family member try to get us to do things and we uncomfortable, or something that you got to make a decision by somebody. Stay in your lane and don't waver.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Is that making sense to you? Don't waver. Stay in your lane.
Yes. That makes a lot of sense to me, because I lead. I'm an intercessor, and I lead prayer with my family once every month. My mother's side of the family, the whole generation. And so people come on, and they just bombard you with how you should do this, how you should do that. And you try to tell them this is the direction that God wants us to go, but people have all their ideas. And sometimes I just tell the Lord, I don't know, how am I going to make it with this family of mine?
Because you stay in your lane and you stay on the course, and Father God, we shut the mouth. If it ain't coming from you, shut the mouth. If this not coming for you, shut the mouth. Shut the mouth for the naysayer. And Father God, protect her ear gates and protect her eye gates. That she keep her eyes on you, not looking to the left, to the brother, not looking to the right, to the husband or the brother-in-law, but she keep her eyes on you. She do what God said, the Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
Stay on the path and stay on the course. God's going to speak to you about something, and you don't move. If he say don't move, don't you move, don't you shake it, and don't you compromise.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
So that thing that you're seeking, with the family and stuff like that, don't go back and forth with them. Don't bitter against them. You take it in your secret place with the Most High.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Because what does Psalms 91 tell us? He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
He's going to be your refuge, your fortune. You got to trust him.
Yes, I have
you to. Take it to him and be quiet. Move in silent. Move in silent. If he say speak, you speak. If he don't tell you speak, don't say nothing.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you. Give us strength to endure. Oh, Father God, fill her back up. Give her the strength. Fill her back up, Father God. Fill her up with your glory. Fill her, you know, we know the anointing destroyed the yoke. So every yoke of bondage, every yoke, that she are in the scene for her loved one, those yoke and bondage, let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just speak the strength of the peace, the strength, you know, the Lord is your strength, the Lord is your strong tower, and the Lord is your shield. He got you protected. Mm-hmm. Don't you fold, don't you fall, don't you tremble, don't you ship when God says ship in the name of Jesus. I think you understand what I'm saying. Don't let them pull on you. Don't let them pull on you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Keep those doors shut that don't need to be open in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Keep those doors shut in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a good evening, a good night.
Oh, you too. And thank you for calling in. God bless you. You have a blessed weekend. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, too.
All right. Well, that is our last caller. We have callers on the line, but no one with their hand up. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. See, y'all going to get some early sleep tonight. We thank God. You know, I believe that I have released the word for tonight. I don't see anyone else with their hands up. I just like to thank you for calling in. I know this is a short night. Like I said, I'm going to give my rest so I can prepare. And, you know, when I get off here, I'm going to read some word or worship him and pray before I lay down. Make sure you spend time with God. Make sure you spend time with God. Read his word. Worship him. Talk to him. Talk to him just like y'all hear Sister LaShawn mouth on Friday. He would like to hear from you. He wants you to talk to him sometime too. So talk to him. Have a conversation with God. Have a conversation with God. Let him be in your household, at your dinner table. Eat with him. Sleep with him. Drink with him. Put him first in everything. Remember, God love you, so do I. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Only God know the plan that he have for your life. He know it. And because he said it. He say so in Jeremiah 29:11. Only God know because he said it. And it's good and not an evil, so you can have and speak the end. Remember, I think Sister Ruth going to be on tomorrow. Angela Joy on Sunday, and our sister Jeannie is on Monday, Sister Barbara on Tuesday, Terrence, our brother Terrence, and Sister Tanisha is on Wednesday, Randy on Thursday. We know Prophet Randy is on Monday through Thursday, and then you got me, LaShawn. There's always somebody on PGN that God is using, that you always have a friend in Jesus. We are his disciples. We are his mouthpiece. Anything go on, you don't have to wait till Friday to hear him speak to LaShawn. You get a connection with him. You don't have to wait to Saturday to hear through Sister Ruth or Sunday, or wait to next week to hear through Prophet Randy. You can hear God's voice every day in your own household. You don't have to wait. You have a relationship with God yourself. You know, don't depend on man, but depend on God. Build that relationship with God yourself. Have a relationship with God yourself so you can know his voice. Amen. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. Keep me and my family in your prayers. God bless you. I'm a player son, and we're going to call it a night. Have a good night. Sweet sleep. Sweet dreams.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf? Real simple song, you said.
Give him praise.